Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, this is the second episode of the current topic that we have been discussing. As you would recall, the topic related to the variations found in the Usmanic copies. We had seen those variations in the light of various narratives, and as I had said, that these narratives are found in our source books, and we had described those variations in detail in the form of a chart. Now, today onwards, inshallah, we will be discussing the various interpretations of these variations as well as the criticism which arises on the text and on the chains of narration of these narratives. So, to begin with, let me also first introduce you to how various scholars of the past have commented on the nature of these variations. First and foremost is Abu Ubayd Qasim ibn Salam. In his Fazailul Quran, he says that these variations are from the Quran, from the Almighty and the Prophet himself, and they are extremely minor in nature. And he says that, barring just one major variation in which there is a difference of a word, most of these variations, almost all of them, in fact, just relate to a single letter. Thus, for example, he says that the variation in which we had فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ and the other one had فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. So he says this is the only example in which the variation relates to a word. Otherwise, it just relates to singular letters, and therefore they have to be disregarded, and they also they do not make any difference in the meaning as well, and they should not be rejected. Now, Dani in his Al-Muqni has posited that according to Usman, these variations were from the Prophet and therefore from the Almighty. And it was proven to him that since these variations are divine, so therefore once the Masahif needed to be copied, then they have to be accommodated in these Masahif. And the way he did by accommodating in these Masahif was that he distributed these variations within various copies. He deleted them, omitted them in some of the copies, and he actually presented them or represented them in some of the other copies. He also says that he could have accommodated these variations in the same codex or the same single copy of the Quran, but then that would have meant that he would have to repeat a word, and this would have become cumbersome. So therefore, he repeated these variations he distributed these variations in various copies which were sent to various territories. Now, Az-Zurqani in his Manail al-Irfan says that Usman actually accommodated these variations because of the narrative of Sabat al-Ahruf. And according to that narrative, since the Quran has been revealed on various readings, so therefore, in order to accommodate those readings, Usman himself actually undertook this measure. And the way he did was, he actually adopted two approaches. He accommodated those readings which could have been accommodated in the script by not writing vocal sounds and diacritics, by not representing them so that they could be accommodated within the script. And for this, he has given the example which you can see is appearing on your screen. So in Surah Baqarah's verse 259, the words are, وَنْزُرْ إِلَى الْعِزَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا. So since the variation of نُنْشِزُهَا is نُنْشِرُهَا, which is the next, you can see the next verse being represented, so therefore, by not writing the diacritics, he accommodated these readings. And then he gives another example. He says that another category of readings was the one in which they could not have been accommodated within the script of the Mus'haf because of the skeletal variation. And this he did by distributing them in other copies of the Quran. And for this, the example that he gives is, as you can see on your screen, it's verse 132 of Surah Baqarah, which is Surah number 2, which says wa awsa biha Ibrahim and wa wassa biha Ibrahim. So he says that these types of readings in which there was an addition of a letter, they could not have been accommodated in the script. So what he did was he distributed these readings in various copies, and he also surmises that he could have written these readings on the margins, for example, of a single Mus'haf, so that instead of distributing them in various copies, they could have been accommodated in a single copy. But he says that this could have caused a confusion, and people might have would have led to think that the readings which are written on the margin are perhaps the correction of the one which are written within the text. So that therefore, he did not adopt this methodology, and what he did was that he distributed these readings in the copies, and as I said, this was primarily, according to him, according to Zurqani, this was because Usman wanted to accommodate the Sabat al-Ahruf narrative, or the variant readings which arise because of the Sabbath Wharf narrative, and therefore this is what he did. Now, in this regard, Muhammad Hadi Marifa, in his Tamheed fi Ulum al-Quran, actually is critical of the committee, and he also thinks that this committee should have checked these variations. These variations should have been not been actually found there because of the fact that if they were copies of the original, then they had to be uniform. There should not have been any variations. And he says that precisely because of this reading that they were not checked and we have these variations, do we find later on that variant readings arose, and we had a reading of Basra, we had a reading of Syria, we had a reading of Kufa, of Mecca, of Medina. All these centers had their own reading. And this was because the committee was responsible and they did not check these copies. They should have checked them and made them uniform. He also criticizes Zurqani and says that the Sabbath-u-Ahraf narrative is, according to him, is weak, and therefore Zurqani's position that he has adopted that these variations existed because of the fact that the Sabbath-u-Ahraf narrative, on the basis of which various readings exist, had to be accommodated. He says that that is also weak and suspect, and cannot be accepted. So, viewers, these are some of the interpretations or the major interpretations of these variations which I have put before you. Now, let me also come to the next point, and that is the criticism which arises on the text of these narratives which report these variances in these codices. And as you recall, there were 60 variations primarily. Now, the first question which arises in my mind is that these variations obviously are very trivial, and if they have to be accepted, then the only possibility is that they have to be sanctioned by the Almighty and by the Prophet himself. Now, if we accept that these readings were sanctioned by the Almighty and by the Prophet himself, then the question arises that such is the trivial and insignificant nature of these readings, of these variations. For example, a vav is replaced by a fa, or a qala becomes a qul, or at times we have a suppression of a letter. And such is the insignificant nature of these variations that one really wonders that what exactly did the Almighty and the Prophet had in mind to allow these variations. One would think that if there were to be any variations, then there should have been some novelty, some uniqueness, something different in them, so that one could perhaps appreciate that if difference was there, then it was because of a reason. But here we find that such is the trivial nature of, and insignificant nature, if I may be allowed to say, of these readings, that one really questions that why at all did the Prophet and the Almighty say that, okay, we can have these variations. So this is the first question which arises in my mind. The second question, viewers, which arises in my mind is that we know that Usman had done the measure or adopted the measure of copying out from the Mus'haf which was collected in the times of Abu Bakr and which resided in the times of Usman with Hafsa رضي الله عنها, and he had summoned that Mus'haf. Now, it is clearly, we clearly know that that Mus'haf was written on a single reading. And if Usman was copying out that Mus'haf, then he should have, as Marifa has already posited, he should have just copied what Abu Bakr had actually collected in the Quran. Now, if someone says that that Abu Bakr's Mus'haf also consisted of variations or variant readings or these variants in various verses of the Quran, then there is actually no proof of this. There is not a single proof found in the history of Muslim books and early history which says that Abu Bakr's Mus'haf was composed of various readings. So we have to accept that if it was composed of a single reading, even if it was not did not have diacritics or did not have vocal points, then we still think that the skeletal part of the text was the same. So readings which could not have been accommodated in the skeletal part, how could have Usman added those readings in his copies? He could not have done so. After all, he was just copying out. He did not have the authority to change whatever was found in the Mus'haf of Abu Bakr. So perhaps when he was copying out, he could have accommodated some of the readings. A case can be made of the readings which could have been accommodated within the text of the Mus'haf. But what about readings such as Wassa and Awsa, in which an additional letter is there? So should we posit that Abu Bakr had Wassa and Awsa both written? This is very hard to believe, and we have no source corroborating this fact. The third question, viewers, which arises in my mind in this regard is that these narratives speak of difference in various territories, Masahih, for example, Syria, Kufa, Basra, Makkah, and Medina. And these narratives tell us that such and such readings were read in these areas. But lo and behold, viewers, if we examine today the readings which are being read in these areas and the ones which have been reported in these narratives, we find that none of the ones which have been reported in these readings are read today. So the question arises, where did they go? Where did these readings, which were originally read in these areas and they are no longer being read there, how did they vanish from there? Was there a court order? Was there a royal order? Was there a royal decree? There's no such thing reported in history. And one fine day, we find reports which tell us that these readings were originally there, but as I said, our own empirical proof today tells us that since long, these readings have been replaced. So the question arises that how could they have been replaced unless this had been reported in history? And just to give you a few examples of how you can see that these readings have been replaced, I would just bring up some of these examples. So according to entry number 3, which is being displayed before you on your screens, it is said that in the Masahif of Syria, Mecca, and Medina, it was written, Yakulul Lazina Amanu. So in the Masahif of Syria, Mecca, and Medina, it was written as Yakulul Lazina Amanu, which is verse 53 of Surah Maida. And so was the old reading of the people of Syria and Medina. However, today, what is actually written and orally read in these three areas is وَيَكُرُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So the fact that it was يَكُرُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا in those times, we don't know. But today, it's no longer read. We find وَيَكُرُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا being read there. Now, similarly, according to entry number 5, which is being displayed before you on the screen, in the Masahif of Medina and Basra, it was written لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا, which is verse 36 of Surah An'am. And so was the oral reading of these areas. However, today, what is actually written and orally read in these areas is La'in Anjana. So La'in Anjaitana has been replaced by La'in Anjana. As I said, we find no record in history of this replacement of readings in which they existed in a certain part of time and then suddenly they vanished. Another example. According to entry number 6, which again is being displayed before you, in the Masahif of Syria, Mecca, and since Mecca is also part of Hijaz and Medina, it was written, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا زِرَارًا, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا زِرَارًا, which is verse 107 of Surah 9, which is Surah Tawbah. And so was the oral reading of Syria and Medina. However, today, the recital actually written and orally read in these readings is, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا. So we have an additional vav before al-lazina. So how come that this had been replaced? Again, another example is entry number 7. Now, in the Masahif of Syria, Mecca, and Medina, it was written as khayram min huma munqalaba, which is the verse 36 of Surah Kahf. And so was the oral reading of Syria and Medina. However, today the recital written and orally read in these three areas is khayram minha munqalaba. So we don't have min huma. We have minha munqalaba in these areas. Again, this is hard to believe that this could have changed. In entry number 14, which is being displayed before you, in the Masahif of Medina and Basra, it was written, قُلْ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ. And so was the oral reading of these areas. However, today, the recital actually written and orally read in both these areas is قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ. And this is actually Surah number 21 in verse 4, Surah Anbiya. So again, this has changed. Another example is entry number 15, which is being displayed before you. The difference is not only exactly ascribed to the three cities under discussion, that is Medina, Kufa, and Basra. The objection still holds that today in all the three areas, the recital actually written and orally read is Qul innama ad'u Rabbi. So although in entry number 15, the difference is not ascribed to these three cities, but we still have this addition. And then, according to entry number 18, in the Masahif of Kufa, it was written, وَمَا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. This is verse 35 of Surah Yasin, the 36th Surah. And so was the oral reading of this area. However, today, the recital actually written and orally read in Kufa is, وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. So we don't have وَمَا عَمِلَتْ. We have وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. So this is again something which is of an anomaly. The eighth variation in this regard, or discrepancy in this regard, is that according to entry number 19, in the Masaif of Makkah and Kufa, it was written, فَهَلْ يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَ أَنْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَغْتَ. However, today the recital actually written and only read in Mecca and Kufa is فَهَلْ يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً. So, أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ is how this verse is read today. According to, this is the ninth now, the next point, the number nine, is that according to entry number 20, which is being displayed before you, in Medina, the recital was وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكَافِرُ, which is the 13th surah, or surah Ra'd, and the verse is 42. However, today the recital actually written and orally read in Medina is وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارِ. So instead of kafir, we have kuffar. Again, another example is entry number 21, which is being displayed before you. In the Masaif of Syria and Hijaz, it was written وَبِالزُّبُرْ وَبِالْكِتَابِ. However, today the recital actually written and orally read in these areas is وَبِالزُّبُرْ وَالْكِتَابِ. So we don't have بِالْكِتَابِ, we have وَالْكِتَابِ. And this is 184 verse of Surah Al Imran, the third surah. Now, the 11th example in this regard is related to entry number 22, which is being displayed before you. In the Masaif of Syria, it was written, مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. However, today, the recital actually written and orally read is, in Syria, is, مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Again, this change. Entry number 25 yours is the next example. As you can see, it is being displayed before you. In the Masaif of Syria and Hijaz, it was written, Summa kiduni fala tunziruni. And this is verse 195 of Surah A'raf. However, today the recital actually written and early read in Syria and Hijaz is Summa kiduni fala tunzirun. So we don't have the ya being represented as was the case originally in kiduni. Another example, viewers, is entry number 26, which is being displayed before you. In the Masaif of Syria, it was written, مَا كَانَ لِلْنَبِيِّ. However, today the recital actually written and read in Syria is, مَا كَانَ لِلْنَبِيِّن. So the alif lam is not there. And this is verse 67 of Surah Anfal. Still another example, viewers, is entry number 27. It says that in the Masaif of Syria, it was written as, هُوَ الَّذِي يُنْشِرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. However, today, on the contrary, the recital actually found in Syria, in both written and oral form, is هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. So instead of يُنْشِرُكُمْ, we have يُسَيِّرُكُمْ, and this is verse 22 of Surah Yunus, the 10th surah. Another example, which is actually the 15th example, is viewers, entry number 32, which is being displayed before you. In the Masaif of Medina, of Mecca, it was written, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. It is verse 171 of Surah Nisa. However, today the recital actually written and orally read in Mecca is, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. So instead of Rasul, we have Rusulihi, the plural form. And as I said, this is verse 171 of Surah Nisa. The 16th example, viewers, is category number, entry number 33, which is being displayed before you. Now, in the Masaif of Mecca, it was written, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. However, today the recital actually written and found in Mecca is تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. So we don't have min here. And this, viewers, is verse 100 of Surah Tawbah, the 9th surah. Now, viewers, the 17th example in this case is entry number 35, in which in the Masaif of Kufa, it was written, كُلْ كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ. This is verse 112 of Surah Mu'minun, the 23rd surah. However, today the recital actually written and orally read in Kufa is قَالَ كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ. So instead of كُلْ كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ, we have قَالَ كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ. The 17th example, viewers, in this regard is, or the 18th example is actually entry number 36. In the Masaif of Kufa, it was written as قُلْ إِنْ لَبِسْتُمْ. This is again verse 114 of Surah Mu'minun. However, today the recital actually written and early read in Kufa is قَالَ إِنْ لَبِسْتُمْ. So although, viewers, these variations are slight, but we still, as I said earlier on, we have to understand that why is it that these narratives portray a certain recital and then today, physically, this recital does not exist, because it was all pervasively said that these are the readings which existed in those areas and it was read. So we should have found a report or any incidents in history in which we would have seen that because of certain royal decree or certain other motive or factor the readings were changed, but we don't see that. We go on, viewers, in the 19th example, in this case, is entry number 38, which is being displayed before you. In the Mus'haf of Basra, it was written as Qul Rabbihkum. So, however, today, Rabbihkum bilhaq, however, today the recital actually written and early written Basra is Qala Rabbihkum bilhaq. So, Qul has changed into Qala, and this is verse 112 of Surah Anbiya, the 21st Surah. The 20th difference, viewers, is related to entry number 42 in the Mus'haf of Syria, Mecca, as it is included in Hijaz and Medina. It was written as Ya Ibadi La Khawfun Alaykum. And so was the recital of the people of Medina. But today, the Mus'haf which are written in these areas, the actual reading is Ya Ibadi La Khawfun Alaykum. So the Ya is not present with Ibadi, as was the case previously. 21st example, viewers, is entry number 48. Previously was the 20th example, this is the 21st example. In the Mus'haf of Syria, it was written as Waladarul Akhirah. However, today the recital actually written and early read in Syria is Waladarul Akhirah. And again, we find the Alif Lam variation. This 22nd example, viewers, in this case, is that according to entry number 49, in the Mus'haf of Syria, it was written as إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّكَ. So, today actually in Syria, as opposed to this, we have
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّكَ.
So, it's again a difference in singular and plural. And here, it is a case of 96th verse of Surah Yunus, the 10th Surah. Another example, viewers, is the 23rd example. And according to entry number 50, which is being displayed before you, in the Mus'haf of Syria, it was written as إِنَّنَا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. But today, in Syria, the actual reading is إِنَّنَا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. إِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ, sorry. It's not إِنَّا, it's إِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. But previously it was إِنَّنَا. And again, this has changed. Example 24, and this relates to entry 51, which is being displayed before you. In the Mus'haf of Mecca, it was written as أَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. However, today the recital actually read and early found in Mecca is Avalam yara allazina kafaru. So instead of Alam, we have Avalam. Again, this has changed. The 25th example, viewers, is that according to entry number 52, in the Mus'haf of Mecca, it was written as Wa nunzilul malaika. This is the 25th verse of Surah Furqan. However, today the recital written and read in Mecca is Wa nunzilul malaika. So instead of Nunzilul Malaika, we have Nuzzalul Malaika. The 26th example, viewers, in this case, relates to entry number 53, which again is being displayed before you on the screen. In the Mus'haf of Mecca, it was written as Awla'tiyannani. But today, the actual words read and written in Mecca are Awla'tiyanni. So it's not La'tiyannani, it's Awla'tiyanni. And this relates to the 27th verse of Surah Anbiya, which is the 21st Surah. According to entry number 54, and this, viewers, is the 27th example, in the Mus'haf of Mecca, it was written as Qala Musa Rabbi A'lam. But today we have Waqala Musa Rabbi A'lam, which is addition of Vav, and this is how the variation is found. And viewers, I can continue describing more of these examples, and in all I have actually collected 32 examples, and I've read out to you a major portion of these examples. And you can, for more details, you can look up my detailed article or my detailed research, which in the published article or the published research. But I'll suffice or content myself with these examples just to tell you that how these areas have differed in the readings, how initially we had these readings and later on today we don't have the readings which were reported by these narratives. And this is hard to believe, that if this change had occurred, then there should have been some reference in history of who was responsible for this change, when was this change made. In fact, if I elaborate further, I can say that Mecca, Medina, Kufa, Basra, and Syria, all these areas have the same reading, and there is no difference in reading. There are no variations found in these areas. So this is very, very hard to believe, that if in one portion of history, one part of time, All these five areas had variations, and today, without any interference from anywhere, we find a single reading being read in these areas. Now, viewers, the fourth critique which comes to my mind is that only the variations in the Masaif of Syria are the narrator's people who are contemporaneous to the events that they narrate. And although that those narratives too are very weak, as I shall describe later on when we discuss the Isnad. And let me also give you the examples that we have: FT2, MQ1A, and MQ4. These are the three narratives which describe variations which existed in the Masaif of Syria, and these narratives have narrators which are contemporaneous. And to give you some example, we have Abu Darda, we have Abdullah ibn Amir, people like these who were very close, or they were actually could have been eyewitnesses of these variations. So these are the only three narratives in which we find eyewitness accounts, maybe. But then again, these eyewitness accounts, the way they have been reported, the chains of narration themselves are very suspect and weak, as I shall describe later on. But what about the rest of the narratives? The rest of the narrative viewers, you can clearly see, or I can clearly demonstrate, that all of them have narrators which are at least a century older than the actual events that they report. So the question arises that how come these variations, except barring for these three variants which I've just described, or these three narratives, all the rest of the narratives, and they are copious in number, large in number, they are abundant, all of them report these variations, and the report is by those people who lived a century after the events that they are actually reporting. So again, I said, the question does arise that why were these not also reported contemporaneously and also reported in a manner in which the report itself was safe and secure? The fifth question, viewers, which arises in my mind is that I'd like to comment on actually some of our past authorities, which I just described before you. Now, Abu Ubaid, although says that the differences are very minor and they should be tolerated and accepted, and they are very trivial, and except for the fact that the Hua word has been added, we should see that the other variations consist of a single letter. Now, viewers, I would like to posit here that although Abu Ubaid himself is not correct in this, because in some of the other, one of the other variations I've just read before you, we find the variation of min, which is a whole word. We have tajri min tahti harnahar, and we have tajri tahti harnahar. So Abu Ubaid himself is not correct when he says that there is only one instance in which there is a variation of a word. We have min here, which I just described. But barring this, even if you accept this, the fact is that the questions which have arisen, which I've just presented before you, they apply on even what Abu Ubaid has posited. And so do they apply on Zarqani and Ad-Dani's contention, all these questions which I have just raised. And also, I would like to surmise the fact that in this regard, the Sabatu Ahraf narrative, which has been reported by Abdul Hadi Marifa, I suspect in my own research later on, I shall analyze and see and let you know how I see that narrative. But as far as Marifa's critique is concerned, I think it's very valid that why did Usman not check the original Masaif or the original copies once they were made, because they had to be true copies of the original, unless it is believed that the original had these variations, which is hard to accept, because some of the variations could have been there because of the fact that they could have been accommodated in the Mus'haf because of the lack of diacritics and vocal sounds. But what about those readings which have addition of letters like Wassa and Ausa? So I think that this is something which needs to be very, very thoroughly reflected upon. The sixth question, viewers, which arises in my mind is that one of the narratives, which is MA-16 in the Kitab al-Masahif, it speaks of the Imam of Hijaz, and it speaks of the Imam of Iraq. Now, we know that there was no such Imam in history reported. We don't find an Imam of Hijaz. We don't find an Imam of Iraq. We do find the Imam of Makkah or Medina, which both are in Hijaz, but they were separate. And we also find the Imams of Kufa and Basra, and they were found in Iraq. Obviously, we know that these two cities belong to Iraq. But then they had separate Imams. We don't find any Imam collectively being said that this is the Imam of Iraq and this is the Imam of Hijaz. And we also find that within these two areas, In Iraq, we had Kufa and Basra, and the Kufan and the Basran imams were different. And in Hijaz, we had Makkah and Medina, and the Meccan and the Medinan imams were different. So perhaps the only possible solution to this is that we say that Imam of Iraq implies the Imam of Kufa and that of Basra, and we also say that the Imam of Hijaz applies to the Imam of Makkah and Medina simultaneously. Now, however, if this is the case, then we find many contradictions in the narratives, and I shall describe these contradictions before you and some of the others as well in the next point. And this brings us to the next point, which is the seventh point of criticism. So let me now describe the seventh point of criticism to you, which tells us these variations. And as I said, that if we regard the imams of Basra and Kufa to be the same as the imam of Iraq, and if we regard the imams of Makkah and Medina to be the same as the imams or the master copies of Hijaz, then these are the contradictions which arise. And I have not only described before you these contradictions, but some of the others as well, which makes all these narratives as extremely suspect. The first one, and this relates to wasa biha, and viewers, you can see it relates to entry number one, which is being displayed before you. Now, according to entry number one, MQ1 says that only the Medinan and the Syrian codices had wa'awsa biha, and all the rest had wa'awsa biha. However, MA16 says that the codex of Hijaz, which includes Mecca, also had wa'awsa biha. So how can we account for this contradiction? The second one. Now, this relates to sari'u ila maghfirati min rabbikum and sari'u ila maghfirati min rabbikum. And this relates to entry number two, which is being displayed before you. Now, MQ1 says that only the Medinan and the Syrian codices had sari'u ila maghfira, and all the rest had wasari'u ila maghfira. However, MS16 says that the codex of Hijaz, which obviously includes Mecca, also had sari'u ila maghfira. So how can we see which one is correct, because the report is that the Meccan had Sare'u and Vasare'u, these areas. The third one, viewers, relates to verse 54 of Surah Maida, which is being displayed before you, and this relates to Man Yartadda and Man Yartadid, and this is entry number 4, which is being displayed before you. Now, according to this entry, MQ1 says that only the Medinan and the Syrian codices had Man Yartadid, and all the rest had Man Yartadda. However, MS16 says that the codex of Hijaz, which includes Mecca, also had Man Yartadid. MQ1F says that the Mus'haf Usman anhu had Man Yartadid, while MA1, MA2, and MA11 say that it had Man Yartadda. So again, we have this discrepancy. Example number 4, viewers, relates to Surah 26 and verse 217, and it relates to watawakkal and fatawakkal, this variation, and this relates to entry number 8. Now, this is being displayed before you. Now, according to entry number 8, MQ1 says that only the Medinan and the Syrian codices had fatawakkal, and all the rest had watawakkal. However, MS16 says that the codex of Hijaz, which includes Mecca, also had fatawakkal. So, who are we to believe? Which one should we believe? The seventh example, viewers, in this regard, relates to Surah 40, and that's verse 26. And it relates to entry number 9, which is being displayed before you. Now, MQ1 and MQ1 part 1, says that only Usman's codex and the Kufan codex had Aw Ayn Yuzhara, and all the rest had Wa Ayn Yuzhira Fil Ard. However, MA9 says that both Kufan and Basran codices had Aw Ayn Yuzhira. Similarly, FT1, MA12, MA14, MA16, MQ2A, and those of Iraq, which includes Kufa and Basra, also had Aw Ayn Yuzhira. And also MA1, MA2, and MA11 say that the Mus'haf of Usman also had Aw Ayn Yuzhira. So again, we see these narratives reporting this variation of Aw Ayn Yuzhira and Wa Ayn Yuzhira, Yuzhira fil ard, to be distributed and to be mutually contradictory to one another in various reports. The sixth example, viewers, relates to verse 42 and to Surah 42, verse 30. The entry is 10, and this has been displayed before you, and the words are فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ, and the other is وَمَا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. So it's فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ or بِمَا كَسَبَتْ, the suppression or the addition of the letter fa is the case here. Now NQ1 says that only the Medinan and the Syrian codices had وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مُصِيبَةٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ, and all the rest had فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ. However, MS-16 says that the Codex of Hijaz, which includes Mecca, also had Bima Kasabat. Seventh example views relates to Surah number 43, verse 71, and the difference is Tashtahil Anfusu and Ma Tashtahihil Anfusu. The difference is the addition of a Ha. And this relates to entry number 11, which is being displayed before you. Now, MQ1 says that only the Medinan and the Syrian codices had Fima Tashtahihil Anfus, and all the rest had Tashtahil Anfus. However, MS-16 says that the Codex of Hijaz, which includes Mecca, also had Fiha Ma Tashtahil Anfus. Now we have MQ1K telling us that the Musaf the Imam of Usman had Tashtahihil Anfus, while MA1, MA2, MA11, MQ6 say that it had Tashtahil Anfus, which was devoid of that Ha. Tashtahil Anfus. Now, the eighth example in this regard is of Surah Hadid, verse 24. And again, it is being displayed before you. Entry is number 12. MQ1 says that only the Madinian and the Syrian codices had Fa'innallaha al-Ghaniyul Hamid, and all the rest had Fa'innallaha huwal Ghaniyul Hamid. However, MS-16 says that the Codex of Hijaz, which includes Mecca, also had Fa'innallaha al-Ghaniyul Hamid. The ninth example, viewers, is that according to entry number 13, MQ, and again, you can find it on the screen, MQ1 says that only the Madinan and the Syrian codices had Fala yakhafu uqbaha, and all the rest had Wala yakhafu. However, MS-16 says that the Codex of Hijaz, which obviously includes Mecca, also had Fala yakhafu uqbaha. So we find Wala yakhafu and Fala yakhafu both being represented as the readings of Mecca. So which one are we to believe? The tenth example, viewers, relates to Allah, Lillah, Allah, Allah. Again, as you can see, these are verses 89, 85, 87, 89 of Surah Mu'minun. And these are instances of these three words being used there. Now, according to entry number 16, as per MQ1, only the Codex of Basra had Lillah, Allah, and Allah, and all others had Lillah, 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 and Lillah. However, according to MA14, MA16, and FD2, the Codex of Iraq, which includes Kufa, also had Lillah, Allah, Allah. Again, when I pronounce these three words separately, again, they relate to verses 85, 87, and 89, respectively. Now, according to MA14, the Codex of Iraq, which includes Kufa and Basra, had Lillah, Allah, Allah. While MA9, MA19 say that the Musaf of Kufa had Lillah, Allah, Lillah. So you can see how Lillah, Lillah, Lillah are distributed variously, and the same word being represented by the same codex and being contradicted by other readings which say that the same reading also belonged to that area. So MA18, on the other hand, says that the Musaf of Kufa had Lillah, Allah, Allah. So you can see a number of variations in these narratives regarding verses 85, 87, and 89 of Surah Mu'minun. Moving on, we have the 11th example, viewers, and this relates to entry number 17, which is being displayed before you. Now, as per MQ1, all except the Kufan codex had Wabil Walidaini Husna. However, according to MA19, the Basran codex had Biwalidaihi Ihsana. So this, again, is another discrepancy. Now, another example is فَهَلْ يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَ أَنْ تَأْتِهِمْ بَغْتَةً, and this relates to entry number 19. Now, according to MA9 and MQ1L, the above was the reading of the Meccans and Kufans, and according to MA19 and MA20, the above was the reading of the Kufans. So how could they have read these at the same time, and the opposite ones being depicted by these narratives? Now, however, Ali ibn Hamza al-Kasai says that he has not heard any of the Kufans read it as Ta'tihim. Now, this is a Qari of Kufa, a famous Qari of Kufa, saying this. Similarly, Khalf ibn Hisham says that he does not know any of the Meccans read it as Ta'tihim. So again, he's a very famous reciter, And he says that he has not heard any of the Meccans, or he does not know any of the Meccans read this, whereas we find some of the previous narratives which I just described before you telling us that this was the reading. The 13th example here, viewers, is according to entry number 21, which is being displayed before you. وَالزُّبَرْ وَالْكِتَابِ and وَبِالزُّبَرْ وَبِالْكِتَابِ. This is the variation. So MS16, FD2, MQ1, MQ1A, MQ1B, and MQ4 say that the Syrian codex had وَبِالزُّبَرْ وَبِالْكِتَابِ, while MQ1C and MQ1D say that the Syrian codex had وَبِالزُّبَرْ وَالْكِتَابِ. So instead of بِالْكِتَابِ, we have Al-Kitab. On the other hand, MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codices had codex had وَبِالزُّبَرْ وَالْكِتَابِ, while MA16 says that the codex of Hijaz had وَبِالزُّبَرْ وَبِالْكِتَابِ. So again, this is a discrepancy. Now, viewers, the 14th variation in this regard relates to Surah number 6, and the verse is 138, so Surah Anam and verse 38. And the words are زَيَّنَا لِكَسِيرٍ مِنْ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ. But the other variation is زُيِّنَا لِكَسِيرٍ مِنْ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلُ أَوْلَادَهُمْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ. Again, you can see the variation in the declensions. Now, according to entry number 23, MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codex had زَيِّنَا لِكَسِيرٍ مِنْ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ, while MS16 says that the codex of Hijaz had زُيِّنَا لِكَسِيرٍ مِنْ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلُ أَوْلَادَهُمْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ. So, which, again, as I said, are we to believe? Entry number 15, viewers, is regarding what is anjainakum and what is anjakum. This relates to the 15th discrepancy relates to entry number 24. MQ1 says that all except the Syrian codex had wa is anjainakum, while MS16 says that the Hijaz codex had wa is anjakum. So, viewers, these are 15 examples which I have given before you, and I can go on with these discrepancies. And if I may just let you know that in all I have counted about 31 discrepancies in this regard, 31 of them. I've just cited before you 15 of them, and I can go on, but I'll leave it here. And if you want to see how these discrepancies, other discrepancies are, you can see my detailed article on this particular issue. But the point that I have tried to make here is that in the presence of these discrepancies, how are we to believe that which is the correct report? Because we find one report saying that Mecca has this reading, and we find another report telling us the entire opposite. Similarly, find one report telling us that Medina or Syria or Basra or Syria had this reading, and then we have stronger reports or maybe equal reports telling us that no, it's not the case. We have this reading there. So in the presence of this, these discrepancies, we just cannot find or formulate a final opinion in this regard because of the existence of these discrepancies. And inshallah, in the next episodes, we shall see the chains of narration of these narratives also one by one, and there are plenty of them, and which will also tell us as the status of the chains of narration. And I've already pointed out that just the Syrian narratives or the narratives that you report, the Syrian discrepancies and the Syrian codices have narrators which are contemporaneous to the events that they report, and all the rest have people reporting these discrepancies after almost one century. So in the presence of this data, viewers, this is very hard to rely on what these narratives report. These variations which were found in the Osmanic copies, again, as I said, seem so trivial and they seem so insignificant that hardly could we find Almighty or the Prophet sanctioning them when there is no novelty, no uniqueness in them. As I have pointed out, qala becomes a kul, or wa becomes a fa, or there is a suppression of min or a suppression of a huwa. This hardly makes anything of the fact, of the caliber that we know the Almighty and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have sanctioned, because this variation they should have had something new in them, or some new facet being added. This very trivial nature of these discrepancies themselves are very, very strong questions, lead me to believe that these narratives, besides some of the other questions which I have just raised before you, are hard to believe. And inshallah, as I said, in the next episodes, we shall look at the chains of narration of these narratives and see how they stand to the test of historical criticism. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.